Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're efforting to get Cordell Woodland on the show. He was at a locker room cleanout today. Before we do hit to Cordell, we do have a poll up today there, Bun.
We do. It's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. You know that by now. Close to 1,300 votes in this one. IA105.7 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. Every poll, another Ravens season ends sooner than it probably should have, with their own errors and mistakes lately to blame. How will you most remember this one, Ravens flock? Who is primarily to blame? Mark Andrews, 60.2%. John Harbaugh and the coaches, 19.7%. Lamar, 18.5%. O-line, Derrick Henry, 1.7%.
Yeah, that's a big Mark Andrews one for us, I think. Hey, let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline now, where our own Cordell Woodland joins us. And Cordell, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. You were there today, locker room cleanout. How surprised were you that Mark Andrews, after not talking last night, did not talk today?
Yeah, I was honestly really surprised. Mark is, you know, usually one of those frontline types of guys. He's a captain on the team. And, you know, he's usually pretty forthcoming whenever something like this does happen. I mean, it's very rarely that something to this magnitude happens like this, especially to him. But, yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I was really surprised last night. All right. Even though it would have been nice for him to kind of get up there and kind of speak on his own behalf, considering all of his teammates are being asked about him. You know, it would have been great if he did it last night. But, all right, I get it. It's emotional. You may want to take some time because you don't want to say something you'll regret. Today, I fully expected him to be there, and I was disappointed that he wasn't.
Cordell, how shocking is it that he's the leader, franchise leader in touchdown receptions? He has not scored a touchdown in the playoffs. We always focus on Lamar and the shortcomings with him, but how surprised are you that Mark Andrews has not had a vintage Mark Andrews game in January?
It's insane. It's insane. I mean, he's been so good throughout his career to this point. And we know the Ravens go to the playoffs almost every year. So it's kind of like, why has Mark not been able to find the end zone? And look, it just goes apart. It's all a part of this long saga of the Baltimore Ravens when it comes to their January issues. It's not just one thing. It's not just one guy. It's the collective. It's all of them. It's truly all of them. As a team, they're not showing up ready to win these games in January. They're not showing up prepared to do the necessary things, whether it's catching a ball, protecting a ball, taking a sack, you know, whatever it is, they're not prepared to do all of those things in the 60-minute span to win the games that you have to win against quality teams. All of these are good teams you're playing right now. You're not playing the Giants. You know, you're not playing teams that are going to continue to give you second and third and fourth chances to make up for your mistakes. So with Andrews, it just goes to show you, you know, like I said, it's a lot of factors as to why the Ravens continue to have issues in this time of year. And one of the main reasons is because their best players aren't playing at their best in January.
What did you make of the totality of the run game? The lack of Lamar's legs, the seemingly late adjustments by Monk, Derrick Henry's really slow start?
All of it. I mean, number one, the biggest surprise for me is the lack of Lamar being involved in the run game. I mean, no designed runs for Lamar. I mean, what in the world? I mean, I just that is the one thing I can't wrap my head around. That I just can't wrap my head around how you just don't involve Lamar in those conditions where you already look. They threw the ball for over 250 yards. I get it, but you need the total pie if you're going to go to Buffalo and beat this team that hasn't lost at home all year. Lamar's legs are a big chunk of that pie. So I was really surprised that he wasn't really involved. Now, maybe a part of that is because Justice was so good yesterday, and Justice eats into Henry's carries. I thought Justice Hill ran the ball, just played
great,
very well. Yeah, I was so impressed with Justice Hill last night. Henry, you know, look, you knew that they weren't going to allow him to run for 200 yards again. That's all they heard all week. That's all they probably talked about. I'm not surprised to see them make those adjustments to get to load the box and to really kind of just fire through those gaps. They're selling out to stop the run. So I'm not surprised. Like you said, there was a couple of late adjustments that the Ravens made, and it was made, and it was clear when they made those adjustments. Oh, they had found something because they really started to mow the Bills down with the run game. It was just a little too late. I think my biggest thing is, obviously, when you get the ball on the goal line, you'd like to see Henry get a carry. I'd like to see even on some of those two. And I didn't think either of the two-point conversion play calls were bad. I want to emphasize that. I thought they were both quality calls. Both of them could have worked. But I just think around the league in general, you really don't see teams try to run the ball 2 yards out. And if there's anybody that you think would at least try it, it'd be the Ravens with Derrick Henry and Lamar. So I don't know. It's easy to play, you know, Monday morning quarterback, but the run game definitely, I thought there were some elements that they left out.
Talking to Cordell Woodlands Inside Access here on the Fan. Cordell, got to get to your Commanders. How we feeling, Commanders, in the NFC title game after beating the Lions?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
They're going all the way.
Wow.
They're going all the way. It's time to dream big. They're going all the way. They have the best quarterback in the NFC. I think they have the best quarterback in this matchup between him and Jalen Hurts. I think right now. The Commanders are the hottest team right now. I think winners are 7 straight, I think, right now. The defense is playing good enough, forcing turnovers right now. That's the big equalizer. Now, the overly concerning thing is stopping the run. They really didn't stop the run against Detroit. Really, Detroit bailed them out by going away from Jahmyr Gibbs because they had literally no answer for that guy. I don't expect the Eagles to go away from Saquon Barkley. So that'll be the big question. Can they slow Saquon down and force Jalen Hurts to beat him? If they can, I have no doubt that I think that the Commanders can win that game. So I'm riding high. I'm dreaming big. They're part of the Final Four. They have I can't even believe I'm saying it. They have a legit shot to win the Super Bowl this year. It's mind-blowing.
And it all turned around getting Jaden Daniels. And you've been high on Jaden since the jump. But to envision this, I mean, they haven't even been able to build around him with a full offseason yet.
This dude is generational. He's generational. You see his poise. It got to the point in that Lions game to where I'm begging them to blitz because it seems like the more they blitz, the more he killed them. I mean, he was so locked in that game. That might have been one of the best games I've seen Jaden play in a historic season for him anyway. But that was one of the best games I've seen from him just dissecting that Lions defense over and over again. I don't think there's any – I mean, look, granted, I don't want to disrespect the Eagles as much as I hate them. Jalen Carter is a stud. He could enter Aaron Donald territory in a few years if he's motivated enough. That defense is legit. It's a tall task, no doubt about it. But Jaden, he has become one of those guys that if he's on the field, your team has a chance.
Tony Tater's in Toronto. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Couldn't have used him here. Look, he's a hero, but we don't need another hero.
I'm mixed on that. I'm mixed on this because I've always liked Santander. I do. And you look at the Orioles' issues the last couple of Octobers, it's been offense. Now, granted, he's been there, and he hasn't necessarily been a helpful piece in October for them either. But I just look at the offseason in its totality. And the Orioles have done little to nothing, especially on the offensive side. I get it. They brought in Tyler O'Neill, but there are huge injury questions even with him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It sucks to see him go in a division. I don't mind Toronto getting him at that contract. I'm not mad that the Orioles didn't necessarily do that, but I think it just goes with the total package of what are they doing? What is happening? When are they going to make moves? I've been holding out for a trade, and I get it. We're not even in spring training yet, but that feels around the corner at this point. I just wonder what their plan is, and I'm trying not to overlook the young boys taking a step, Adley looking like Adley. Hopefully that makes a huge difference, but Santander, I think, is more of, at least for me, probably more of an emotional loss than maybe, an on-the-field loss. He obviously is big for them. I don't know if you will find a better power-hitting switch hitter than him right now, but it sucks to see him go in a division, and you just wonder where the Orioles are going right now.
Cordell Woodland, always great, man. Thanks so much for your time all season
Thanks,
long.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057, your thoughts on what you witnessed last night. Ravens season is over. They lose in Buffalo 27-25. We hear from the people next here on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.